A wooden tram project was just completed on the tundra near Bethel. As KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports, it's an important portage on a traditional trail that connects the coast to the tundra.
Heading west from Bethel towards the Bering Sea, the lakes get bigger and there are more of them. From the air, it's a patchwork of water and land. In the wintertime, they become frozen into one, making cross-country travel by snow machine relatively easy. But the rest of the year, traveling by tundra is not. And that's where the Tundra Tram comes into play. It's a 420-foot tram, built to help residents in their travels. It looks like a heavy-duty boardwalk with small railroad tracks on top. A large metal cart rolls back and forth that people can put their boats on using a long cable and winch.
You can imagine trying to do this without the winch.
Wayne Carpenter built the tram.
That would just be an incredible amount of weight to pull up that ramp.
In the past, his company, Carpenter Constructors, had built many walkways, decks, and overlooks with treated wood, but never something like this on boggy tundra.
This is just jelly over here.
Today, the project is getting the okay from federal oversight people, and then Carpenter can go home.
Awesome.
Carpenter says he loved the construction, but it wasn't without its challenges.
Yeah, there was a foot of water when we came here. Everything was underwater. Where our camp was at, there was just water everywhere.
The first tram was built here in the 1960s and was rebuilt several times since. This one is new from the ground up. First, the old waterlogged material had to be removed by boat, about 3 loads per day. Then 100,000 pounds of new treated wood was dropped off by helicopter. To get here, boaters maneuver through miles of lakes and sloughs, wade through some water, pull their boat up the ramp by winch, and then onto the cart.
And once the boat is on the tram, the cart, it's fairly easy to get it to the other side, and then the work begins again. It'll slide down the ramp on the other side, but getting it through the shallow water is quite an effort.
Several yards away, parallel to the tram, the tundra tells a story from the past. A wide groove, like a grown-over ditch, remains from hundreds of years of residents pulling their boats back and forth across the land. Mike Beaver remembers doing that when he was young. He's from the tundra village of Kosigluk. He was hired to help build the tram and act as a guide to get to and from the site by boat. It's about an hour's journey from the nearest village and a 4 to 5 hour trip from the coast, but it all depends on how high the water is. Beaver says there are many reasons the tundra residents need to go back and forth, some to get to traditional camps, some to go fish, berry pick, hunt for birds or moose, or visit family.
And also for the coastal villages like Tuksuk, Nootok, and all the other coastal villages to have a safe way to cross and to go into Bethel by boat during the summer, instead of having to go all the way around through the ocean.
Just in the last week, Beaver says there's been a dozen boats that have used the tram. His 70-something-year-old aunt was one of them.
They're going to go out berry picking, and we were winching up the boat, and then she wanted to try and see how easy it was, so she was having a ball. She just started winching for about 5 minutes.
The tram project cost over $500,000 and was funded by the Denali Commission. Out on the tundra, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.